Hello everyone, happy Friday and welcome to Noel's News Now presented by Tomahawk Nation. I'm Perry Kostadakis and heading into the weekend, here's the latest in Florida State athletics. Florida State softball kicked off ACC tournament play on Thursday. The number 3 Noles took on Virginia in the first round, securing a 5-3 win over the 6-seeded Cavaliers. FSU, the 3-seed in the tourney, takes on Duke today at 3:30. You can watch on the ACC network as well as follow on Tomahawk Nation in our in-game thread or on Gwen Rhodes' Twitter at OKGwen, where she will be on scene and reporting. In football news, the ACC is planning on voting over a 3-5-5 scheduling model. That means three permanent opponents slash rivals and a rotating slate of home and home games with five other opponents. Commissioner Jim Phillips said Wednesday that the league could make the switch as early as 2023. Our Ben Meyerson took a deep dive into the advanced analytics of Florida State's running game and came up with some areas of improvement. You can check out the article on Tomahawk. It's a little bit too fancy for me to dive into right now, but the main takeaway, between Jordan Travis and a stable of running back talent, Mike Norvell and Alex Atkins should be able to vary up their schemes when it comes to any opponent. Florida State baseball returns to the diamond today. The number 21 Seminoles take on number 6 Miami in a duel to determine the top dog in the state. Last year, Florida State took all four games from Miami, sweeping the games in Coral Gables as well as in the ACC tournament, so there's a little bit of a motivating factor there for the Hurricanes. FSU will have to deal with a daunting lineup of pitchers. Miami's Friday starter Carlson Palmquist is one of the best in the ACC. First pitch is at 7 tonight, and again, you can watch all those games on ACC Network and follow along on Tomahawk Nation. The Florida State track and field got off to a terrific start on Thursday at the ACC Outdoor Championships. Isaac Grimes in the long jump, and then Lauren Ryan and Ahmed Muhammad in the 10,000-meter run each took home ACC titles on the first day of competition. And finally, Florida State men's golf sophomore Frederick Shirup to the 15-member 2022 All-ACC men's golf team after finishing the season with a 70.66 scoring average. The men's golf team kicks off NCAA play this Monday in the Palm Beach NCAA Regional. As always, you can read up on these stories and more on TomahawkNation.com, where we'll also be providing live updates on today's softball and baseball action. Thank you again for listening. Please do not forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars if you haven't. If you have, you are my best friend. Appreciate it. Happy Friday, and we'll see you next week.